The Dragonlings and the Magic Four-Leaf Clover. A Dragonlings of Valdir Short. By S. E. Smith. Performed by David Brennan. Chapter 1. Morian stood in the dining room of their Valdir Palace residence, watching her mate, Paul Grove, carefully inventory and pack the assembled items he needed into a large backpack. In the background, she could hear their daughter, Mora, animatedly talking to her symbiote, Princess Buttercup. The excitement in Mora's voice was impossible to ignore, as were Morian's misgivings about Paul and Mora's upcoming camping trip.
"Paul, are you sure about this?" she asked, in a voice filled with doubt.
Paul looked over at her with a startled expression. Laying a rope down on the table, he straightened, held his arms open wide, and gave her that self-assured smile that always melted her heart. Walking toward him, she slipped her arms around his waist and pressed a kiss to his lips. He looked down at her.
"You know that I'll take good care of Mora. I won't let anything happen to her," he promised.
Morian raised a delicate eyebrow.
"What makes you think I'm talking about her? I'm not in the least bit worried about Mora and the other children, or even about you. I know you'll be fine," she replied with a soft chuckle.
Paul frowned.
"Then what are you worried about?" he asked, puzzled.
"The other men. You, Mora, and the other younglings will be out in the woods with all of my sons, as well as Vox and Haven. That is what I am worried about," she grumbled, pressing a kiss to the tip of his nose.
She felt the chuckle that shook his muscular frame.
"Don't forget Cree, Kalo, and Viper. Zoran warned me that they're coming as well. I've dealt with a lot of young men out in the woods during my time. I think I can handle your sons and the other men," he reassured her.
Both of them looked around when they heard the loud sounds of items hitting the floor. The clanging and banging reminded him of a heavy rain on a tin roof. It was followed by childish mutterings and the sound of something dragging along the floor.
"Dada, I's ready to go camping,"
Mora breathlessly called to him from the living room. Morian looked at Paul with a wary expression when they heard another loud crash. She stepped out of his arms and hurried into the living room. She stopped when she saw Mora standing with her tiny hands on her dainty little hips. Mora's small symbiote had dropped the bag it was trying to carry and spilled toys all over the floor. A choked laugh caught in her throat, and she had to raise her hand to cover her mouth and stifle her laughter.
"I told you that Yuz was going to spill it if you pulls it that way," Mora said with a shake of her head.
The symbiote picked up a bright red ball in its mouth and grinned around it. Mora tugged on the ball. She inelegantly fell to the floor in a small heap of pink and red silk and lace. Her black curls bounced from under her pointed hat. Rolling to her feet, her cheeks rosy and her dark golden eyes sparkling, she stuck her tongue out at her symbiote before impatiently waving her hand at the mess.
"You's gots to help pick them up," she ordered,
looking sternly at Princess Buttercup before she bent over and started picking up the toys. Morian chuckled and turned her head to glance at Paul when he came up behind her to peer over her shoulder at their daughter. His muffled laugh tickled her ear. Mora was ready, all right. She looked as if she had packed just about every single one of her toys in every bag she could find in her room, which included a small bag that Paul had made for her and one of her pillowcases as well.
"I think she plans to take all of her toys," Morian murmured.
"I think she packed up her entire room," Paul groaned with a rueful shake of his head when he saw several princess dresses in various colors spilling out of one bag.
Morian bit her lip when Mora adjusted the bright pink princess hat on her head to keep it from slipping off. Ever since Kara had told the girls the stories about the princesses from their human world, Mora had been in love with them. Her current thing was dressing up with the tall medieval-style hats and the matching long frilly dresses that resembled the gowns once worn on Earth. Even her dolls were dressed up like miniature princesses. Paul shook his head.
"Trisha was such a tomboy. I couldn't get her in a dress. It's going to be World War III getting Mora out of one," he groaned.
Morian lifted her hand and ran it down Paul's cheek.
"I'll get her ready while you repack the things she can actually take. Just remember to pack a couple of her..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?